A lot of fighting Illini there in Illinois. It's primary day in Illinois, the next primary contest in a relentless parade of cliffhangers between Mitt Romney and his so-called conservative challengers, Rick Santorum, of course, the main one. 54 delegates at stake here. And campaigning in Chicago yesterday, Mitt Romney was heard to talk about how President Obama is hurting entrepreneurship.
The reality is that under President Obama's administration, these pioneers would have found it much, much more difficult, if not impossible, to innovate and invent and create.
Rick Santorum, meanwhile, campaigning downstate, said he's hurting Romney's campaign.
This is a tough state, but we're being outspent about 10 to 1. But we've got a great grassroots effort, and we feel very confident that we're going to be competitive here.
Ann Romney, however, Mitt Romney's wife, suggested that there was maybe a can-we-all-get-along message that people of Illinois should take into heart as they go to the polls today.
We need to send a message that it's time to coalesce. It's time to come together. It's time for us to get behind one candidate and get the job done so we can move on to the next job, which is bringing us one step closer to defeating Barack Obama.
As long as that candidate happens to be her husband, Mitt Romney. Joining us now is Jim Warren, national correspondent for The Atlantic and former Chicago Tribune managing editor. Jim, welcome to the program.
Great. I'm not sure Ann Romney is watching much television here and seeing all the ads that are not terribly conciliatory that her husband is running, it seems like, every other minute.
A lot of messages in the Illinois primary. Let's talk a little bit about the polling, because over the weekend, there was some talk of neck and neck between Santorum and Romney, but polls this morning seem to suggest that Romney has a sizable lead in Illinois, which would make sense. What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense that even though, I mean, especially since this is a state with a pretty rich, moderate Republican tradition with a few blips in recent years, if you look at the fact that, like Ohio, Pennsylvania, California, a bunch of other states, you've got to rely on very expensive media markets like Chicago. Money is probably going to win out. You don't have too much retail politicking, and the Republican Party is an absolute disaster in this state with virtually no organization. I mean, it's the same party, remember, that not too long ago to try to fight off a U.S. Senate candidate named Barack Obama at the beck and Alan Keyes from the state of Maryland. So Romney clearly, and I think Santorum's right about that 10-to-1 spending. As of yesterday, his super PAC, Romney's, had spent about $2.7 million, and Santorum's super PAC about $300,000, and then throw in Romney's money. So it's an absolutely huge advantage. And to the extent that he's been able to put together an organization, Romney's is vastly superior to anybody else's.
Jim Warren, let me throw some quotes at you here. I was looking at Howie Kurtz's column in the New York Times and a couple of columns there out of Chicago. A lot of the Republican politicians are really staying out of this thing. He's not overwhelming, says Bob Michael, former House Republican leader, describing Romney. What's the spark? What's the thing that gets him off and running? No one knows. Jim Edgar, the former governor, is sitting out the race. So what do you make of this sense that there's a certain amount of detachment between local politicians in Illinois on the GOP side and this bruising race?
Well, again, remember, very, very, very weak GOP with, maybe the highest ranking two politicians, a state treasurer and then a U.S. senator who has been, recently hospitalized with a stroke. Neither of them have very much influence to begin with. Then throw in the fact that what you've seen everywhere, John, is just playing out here. One most recent interesting poll suggested that 47% of today's likely Republican voters were unhappy, not somewhat doubtful, but unhappy with their alternatives. And of that 47%, the largest group were folks who self-described as Romney supporters.
Interesting. Now, Santorum did well in Missouri. And I guess take me around the border states there, or the border region in Illinois, which, of course, are as connected to the communities across the border as they are to Chicago, maybe even more. How does that play out politically, Santorum versus Romney?
Well, in theory, if Santorum could get some traction, if he had some more money, he could attempt to replicate what you saw here 2 years ago, 2010, in a Republican governor's primary, where two Romney-type Republicans together only got about 39%. The three or four conservatives got about 60-61%. The moderates did very well, no surprise, in the heavy suburbs around Chicago, where maybe about 60% of the Republican vote will come from today. And all those other conservatives, including the guy who won, ultimately losing the general election, but the guy who won, their strength came from the places where Santorum has been spending his money downstate, and that are far less your big city, New York, L.A., inner suburbs than they are, in this case, like southern states, particularly when you get to, you know, places in way, way, way southern Illinois near Missouri.
So unlike, I mean, Illinois is not in play in the general election in November, right, under any circumstances.
Nope.
So a weak GOP in Illinois really means you focus on where the votes are. I'm surprised for a state where conservatism is downstate in Moline and Rockford and those kinds of areas, the campaign has really focused on those suburban voters outside of Chicago.
Well, I think Romney has. I think Santorum, not as much. Santorum, you know, was in Peoria last night. Santorum's been spending most of his time downstate. If you're Romney, you're going for these suburban moderate votes around Chicago, college-educated, wealthier voters who, in theory, you know, are your strength. And also, in theory, if you're the Obama reelection campaign headquartered in Chicago, I mean, that's one of the reasons that despite all his trials and tribulations, you are a little bit nervous about Mitt Romney. I mean, tell me where the, I don't know what you're calling them, I'm calling them the Taekwondo moms, but the soccer moms of yore.
Nice.
Tell me where they're going to go this time, the ones who, the independents who are probably sitting today out, and even some of the, you know, moderate Republican women who I think have real, real qualms. You know, with Romney, they may concede, you know, good husband, good dad, good grandfather, but a lot of his positions on Planned Parenthood, auto bailout, make them real nervous. Those have to be the folks that the Obama reelection campaign, headed by David Axelrod here, are going to zero in on very, very zealously.
All right, finally, Jim Warren, two scenarios. If Santorum wins, does it, as he says, completely reset the deck on the primary race?
No, I don't think so, because remember, you've got a weird delegate selection system here. So while all the pundits will be talking about the gross vote tonight, you've got essentially 18 separate small little primaries in 18 congressional districts. He's not been able to field slates in some of them. So when you go into the ballot booth this morning, into the booth, you've not only got to vote for one of those guys, one of those primary rivals, but you've also got to vote for delegates. So that's where we'll be won. And I think
final scenario, Jim, let me get you on this because you're the expert here. If Romney wins, it doesn't settle anything, right?
Yeah, but all along I've thought that delegate-wise, you know, he's on the way to win. I think that the business of brokered convention is baloney, that he's just got too much money, as one is seeing now, and particularly given the relative level of apathy here, there'll be low turnout today. He's able to get out more folks quicker than Santorum is.
It's the Romney juggernaut, according to Jim Warren, national correspondent for The Atlantic and former Chicago Tribune managing editor. Thanks, Jim.